Good afternoon, folks. This is the voicemobile here at Medford, at Tufts University. And I know it's hot out there and I know it's humid. Drink water. Splash water on yourself. That's what I've been doing. So we've got a very special guest here in the studio today. Ariel from Jacob's Ladder will be joining us in just a few minutes. And we'll be premiering his new CD. And it's really exciting. JacobsLaddermusic.com. You can go to their website. And the CD is called Beit El, the House of Hashem, the House of God. All right. So, all right, we'll get started. Let me just check and see about messages. This is America. Keep it free. All right. This is a message about emergency preparedness. Blackout. All right. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communications, okay, and the internet shut down, would you freak out? Yes. Well, how long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Ugh, think about those folks up in New Hampshire. Yikes. Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time. So, be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous. And the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on, for sure. A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, there you have that. It's very important to keep prepared. And if you have an animal, if you have a pet, you have to think about your pet, too, and maybe have food for your pet on handy. It's a lot to think about, but hopefully we won't have to deal with that anytime soon. All right, we're going to listen to some music from the Andy Statman Quartet, and here we go.
אפשר לכתוב שיר לכבוד בורר עליו איזה מילים יכולות להתאים איזו מנגינה להתבונן ולהקשיב ולהתחיל לראות ולאסוף את כל היופי והטוב והדברים הנפלאים שקורים מסביב וצריך לחפש עמוק בפנים לא לתת לחיצוניות להטעות להתחזק לחשוב רק מחשבות טובות וכבר שומעים איך מתחברים תבל תבעות אל אות ומתנגנת למין מנגינה כזאת היי די היי היי די 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 ולוקחים לחיצת יד של שני יהודים שנפגשים בכל מקום בעולם שלום עליכם, עליכם שלום ולוקחים אמונה תמימה זקה שיש בכל אחד מה שלומך ברוך השם יום יום ולוקחים אבן קטנטנה מקיר גדול ספוג דמעות קומץ אפר מהרבה שריפות ולוקחים אור משני נרות שהודלקו לכבוד שבת ומאז הם דולקים לאורך הדורות היי 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 די 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 ולוקחים דף מספר תהילים שהרטיבה אימא בדמעות על בנה שנסע למרחקים ולוקחים חוט מציצית של בר שבאמצע טיול המזרח הרחוק פתאום מבין שהשם הוא האלוקים ולוקחים ריקוד משמחת תורה מטבע מקופת צדקה אמן של ילד מסולסל פאות ולוקחים חיוך של אברך עם הרבה ילדים והרבה חובות שהבין פשט ורשי אוטוספות היי די היי די ידי די 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 ידי די 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 ידה די נה 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 ידי די 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 ידה די נה נה די היה ידה די נה 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 ולוקחים טבעת של חתן וקלה תמימים ובישנים שהתחתנו כדת משה וישראל ותוך כדי כך מבינים שאין שום שיר אשר יכיל את השבח והחן של עם ישראל ולוקחים בחשבון גלות מרה של כמעט 2000 שנים אחרי הבטחה של רב יעבוד צעיר ולוקחים טיפה אדומה של דם מברית מילה של תינוק מקיבוץ של השומר הצעיר היה אוספים הכל לחבילה אחת גדולה וקושרים אותה בשישה מיתרים של כסף ואומרים תפילה יהי רצון מפניך השם אלוקיי ואלוקי אבותיי שתהה שירתי מקובלת לפניך ואז פתאום אל בין שורות השיר נכנסת שמחה גדולה והרגשה שזוהי רק ההתחלה כי בשישה מיתרים של כסף אפשר לצרור כזאת חבילה אז בטח כבר קרובה הגאולה
Okay, I'm not sure why it cut out a little bit at the end there. Let's see if we can get you up on mic here. Ariel?
Hey, how are you?
Why am I not hearing you loud? Say again.
Hi, hello.
No, it's not coming through my headphones. That's what I don't understand. No, it's that microphone.
Okay.
And try it now.
Hello, check.
No? Says microphone 4. Why is this being annoying? Yep.
Hello.
Check. I got you now. I'm so glad. All right, great. Thanks. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome to WMFO, to the Voicemobile.
Thank you for having me, Joyce.
I'm glad you could make it. I'm sorry Sophia is not up to it, but
it's all good.
Hopefully we'll have her here. She was here in the studio with...
with Noah.
Yeah. And we had a lot of fun with the equipment. Don't ask. It was totally, totally Nutsville, and it's just the way it is. But so, congratulations, Mazel Tov, new CD.
Yeah, very excited.
First CD. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You can't see it, but I'll describe it. It's black with a beautiful pair of almost like flaming wings with the letters Beit Yud Hey, or
Beit El. In the center.
Oh, that's an aleph.
Uh-huh.
Oh, ale. I see. Okay.
Yes.
Ale. I see. And the house of God. It's so beautiful. And it's got lots of tracks on it, which we'll get to hear. Maybe, you know, we'll see how many we have time for. But so before we get into the music... This has been a whirlwind for you. You started this group how long ago?
Yeah, so Jacob's Ladder actually had a different name 3 years ago.
Yes.
Or when we founded 3 years ago, and up until this past year, we just changed our name to Jacob's Ladder. But we used to be called Kol Kachol, which means Voices of Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And for a variety of reasons, we decided to rebrand and change our name. But yeah, so we started back in 2020. We had our first ever bluegrass concert. It was actually a Christmas Eve concert for Jews at a synagogue. And they've been doing this bluegrass concert for a number of years. And there was always some Jewish component to it, especially if it lines up with Hanukkah, which in 2020 it did. Or sorry, excuse me. I believe it was actually 2019. Because 2020, Hanukkah.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone was doing much then. But so 2019 was our first ever show. We weren't anything yet. We weren't an entity. We were just a select group of musicians with Sophia, who's in the band, and G. Rockwell, who's also in the band, and a couple other players. And we put together this pickup band. And it was authentic bluegrass with Jewish music. And we didn't really think too hard about it. We just took Jewish songs. And a lot of them, you know, something that with Jewish music is that it so innately has some of those bluegrass fundamental grooves just in them. They're in the music. And it becomes very obvious the minute that you connect them. Like, wait a second. I feel like this could have always been this way.
Uh-huh.
And it has a lot to do with like that groove. Even the last melody that you were playing, that Jewish melody, like there's something very unique to that groove that exists in like lots of different folk cultures, but also like it's very permeated in Jewish music. So there was a very natural pairing with bluegrass music and Jewish music. And so that's how we got started. And it's been a whirlwind. We sort of have really picked up more this past year or so. I guess over the past 2 years, but we've been focusing a lot more on traveling, on developing our music, developing our sounds, and what our purpose is, not only in the music world, but in the Jewish music world, because there's a very inherent and deep, you know, yearning for connection in the Jewish world, and no better way to do that than through music. Yeah.
And I encountered you because you were doing things over at KI. Over in Health Israel, over in Brookline. Was that the first time, or were you over at the Tremont Street Show the first time I heard?
The very first ever time. I don't know when you heard me first.
I think it might have been at the Tremont Street Show, now that I think about it.
Yeah, the first time we ever played a Malava Malka was certainly at KI,
okay.
But I can't speak to your schedule.
I wasn't aware of you yet.
Yeah.
I think that you had had several before I was aware of you.
It's quite possible.
Yeah, I think that's right. And then you came to Tremont Street Shul,
yes,
over in Cambridge,
mm-hmm,
and it was outside, and it was gewalt.
It was very fun.
It was so much fun, and danced, and, you know, had a grand old time. And then, yeah, after that, you had listed events over at KI.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice room. It's a little chapel.
Little chapel, yeah.
Very sweet chapel. And I don't know, about 40, 50 people?
Yeah, we're getting more. We're pushing 60, 70 now.
Yeah, if it's at capacity.
Yeah.
And so the acoustics there are great. And then one of the times, towards the end, you were starting to videotape and gather stuff or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. There's never a bad reason to have a video these days. That's sort of everything.
That's
how you promote things. That's how you get people to notice you.
Right.
It's not a new medium, but it's a predominant medium in today's industry. Trying to get your music out there, video goes hand in hand with the audio.
Well, you know what? I think we'll put on the first track, and
sure,
then we'll jump back in, and let's see. We'll get...
I think we're going to play Odi Shama, which is the first track off this record.
Right.
And something special about this one. So most of the tracks were recorded in the studio. This one wasn't in the studio, but it was a live recorded track, which means that everything that we captured in the studio that day is what we have. So there was no post-production. As far as like adding other musicians, obviously we spent time editing and mixing it, but what we hear in the studio sort of is what you get, and this is one of the tracks that's like that.
Ay, 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 ay
That is just gorgeous.
Thank you.
I was just saying how wonderful the recording is, that everything is really clear, the percussion. So you want to just explain who the members are?
Sure.
Yeah,
so that recording ensemble is actually one that I've become very fond of playing and singing with recently this past year or so. But it's comprised of the core band, which is, so I'm playing mandolin and I'm singing on that track. And Sophia Chiarandini is playing violin and background vocals. G. Rockwell is playing acoustic guitar and he's also singing. And that's sort of like, we're the trio, we're the core of the band.
Yes.
And then everything else kind of builds from there. And we have Noah Harrington on bass, who's just amazing upright bass player.
Mm-hmm.
And Dor Herskovitz is playing percussion.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays percussion on a couple other tracks, including Anna Bekoach, which I believe we're playing next. And
he's
fabulous. We do all sorts of gigs with him.
Is he the one that was at the KI?
Yeah, he's been there before.
Yeah.
We've had two percussionists there before. He's the most recent percussionist that we have. And I met him at Temple Israel in Boston through Alicia Stillman. And that's actually who I met, where I met the accordion player, Plamen Karadonev, who we also, I play, I've been playing music at Temple Israel in Boston with that ensemble and Sophia for a couple of years now. And that's where I met them. That's where we learned to play with each other, to feel each other out in our groove. And We've established a lot of coordinated musical language together, that it felt like such a natural choice having them in the studio with us.
It's fabulous.
And we also have some other vocalists on the track as well, and they are featured all throughout the album. But so that includes Gideon Kliansky, Annie Davis, who are members of the Tremont's Ritual. We're very close friends with them, and they're wonderful musicians and singers. Meta Cohen is on this. She's just fabulous. She's going to be the next big Jewish thing. I'm telling you here first. She's awesome. A wonderful a cappella arranger. She actually just recently arranged a song written by Eitan Katz called Hanesha Malach that 613 just released. So, and she arranged it. And 613, if you don't know, is an amazing Jewish a cappella group. They're known for their really hit YouTube videos. I actually just watched the Bohemian Rhapsody one for Hanukkah. It's so good. If you haven't seen it, you should really check it out.
Okay.
But I'm bringing it up because Meta is just an amazing, amazing singer, amazing a cappella arranger, amazing musician. And, you know, she's a Berklee student, and she's doing the same program that I did at Berklee College of Music.
Okay.
And then the last singer is Daniela Nagar, who's also fantastic. She's actually in a band called Alton Place, so she does music, you know, very frequently outside of her regular work. And she's great, and that's such a fun vocal ensemble. And something special about it is it's, you know, they're not just musicians and singers; they're part of the community, which is definitely a big thing that we try to strive for. Jacob Ladders, you know, we make music. For and with the community.
Yeah, you were saying the project going forward, working with the Tremont Street Show, making it a hub. I think that's a fabulous idea.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes. I mean, it's important that everyone to get their voice out if they have it.
That's right. Oh, this is just so exciting. Yeah. And, you know, all of these different musicians that are in the area, you know, you should direct them to come and get in touch with me. Mm-hmm. Because I'm very happy to promote local artists who are on their way, jumping off from here to, you know, the world.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the things that this station has been happy to do, to be a springboard for local artists who then become national and international. All right, so this is The Voicemobile at Tufts University. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. I'm here with Ariel Weiner. You say Weiner or Weiner?
Ariel Weiner.
Weiner.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And so he is representing Jacob's Ladder, his group. And we're hopefully going to get the rest of the folks, G and Sophia, here on another occasion. All right, so we'll listen to now this Ana B'Koach. And we'll talk a little bit more about the whole recording process and the videos that you've made. All right, let's see. Yep, wrong one. Thank you.
ליבי תורתך פתח ליבי תורתך ובמצוותך תיטוף נפשי Hashem Tzuri Hashem Tzuri Ve'goali O yiyu leratzon Imrei fi Ve'gyon libi לפניך
Okay, well, clearly that was not the track that I had thought we were going to hear, but that was still absolutely gorgeous. Yehiel Ratzon. And the bluegrass flavor really comes out beautifully on that.
Yeah, totally. That's actually a cover of Wayfaring Stranger.
Yes, I thought it sounded...
If it sounded familiar, it's because it is familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that song. I haven't done bluegrass my whole life, but I've known that melody for quite a long time. And there's something about recording and, you know, putting Jewish music, which are like these ancient texts, to some of these old traditional folk melodies, that just seems very inherently natural.
Yeah, no, I was listening to it and I think, what does that sound like? You know, why does that sound familiar? So,
yeah, there it was. And we do that a lot, especially when we were starting. That's how we drew our inspiration,
mm-hmm.
was from... you know, bluegrass melodies, traditional folk melodies, and simply at its core, pairing them to liturgical texts, particularly from the Kabbalat Shabbat service, the Friday night evening service, which is one that's so deeply centered around song.
Yeah, that's true. I had noticed something when I was studying on Shabbos, and I wanted to just share this. It's actually comes from a book of the Torah portion explained by the Rebbe, and this was a section from the Zohar, and it says that Torah is God's word to man, while prayer is the word of man to God. And that is, it says, prayer is Jacob's ladder.
Wow.
You know, and I read that, said, well, I have to, you know, share this. It's Jacob's ladder is set on the earth, and its top reaching to heaven. It has many rungs. Each step upward is a movement from the straits of the earth to the expanse of heaven.
Yeah. I mean, that's beautiful, and that really just gets to the core of what this album is all about.
Exactly.
Which is human intention in prayer. That prayer in God, relationship with God, relationship with Judaism, relationship with all of that, it doesn't just happen without making a difference on your own. You have to make that effort. It's a partnership. Right. God, which however you want to represent that, God as our spiritual instincts, as our core, you know, in our Jewish values, it's all of those things, but kind of a, you know, like approaching it from a natural place, a place that feels sincere, a place that isn't made up, a place that's real, that comes from within, that you don't just do it because it's what everyone does, but a place that is distinctly and honestly you,
mm-hmm.
is what
mm-hmm.
makes all of this, you know, music come to life. And it's what the importance and why we call ourselves Jacob's Ladder.
Well, and the whole thing about make a new song, mm-hmm. it's not the songs that have been over and over and over again. You have to bring yourself to it, and you have mm-hmm. to make it new. And each day is a new opportunity. And here we are. You know, I haven't really, I'll go into this more probably the second part of the show, but we are into a period now called the 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it's a period of trauma, of real serious trauma, where we lost both of the temples. And we're now in the 9 days. This is Rosh Chodesh Av. Mm-hmm. And we're in the 9 days, which is deepening of this period of deep reflection, of deep gloom, of the loss. And what is it that we've lost? Do we even know what it is? How do we even know how to respond to that? And when during this period, you're not meant to listen to live music because that's a joy. You know, and you know, you reduce joy. You don't have meat, you don't have wine, you don't make simchas. And so this is like our last, you know, shot to slide this in under the thing. Because music is such an integral part of the joy that Hashem has given us.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, I'm thrilled that, you know, you were able to come and we're able to have this time. And hopefully, if people don't have a chance right now to hear the show, you can go to WMFO.org and you click on schedule and you put in Wednesday 3 to 5, the voicemobile. And then it gives you two options. One is listen to the stream, or one is listen to the archive. So you can press on that. And they keep it about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that you can do that. So we wanted to talk a little bit before we are going to get to Anna Bakar about the recording process.
Sure.
If you want to share anything about how you were able to do. I mean, that was a big deal.
Yeah, recording is hard. It's not easy. It's not cheap. And it is something that is so necessary in today's world. First of all, if you want to get at your music, you have to make an album. You have to make music, things that people can listen to, places like landing pages, essentially. That's like how you get people's attention. But it's also an expensive business card in a way, but most importantly, like, it's important to make music because it's important to make art. Like, it's that simple. So I would go through all the financial hurdles over and over and over again to relive this process. The entire, it's just incredible. I mean, from the start, from recording to planning, like, you're creating something out of nothing. Yeah. You let these melodies sift for years, up to years, and then you start planning it and it becomes a reality. And every single step that you've taken along the way, sort of like rungs along a ladder.
Yes.
They kind of just, they lead you to something. And it's this aspiration, this strive that like defines our human condition.
Ooh.
And that human condition is then can be defined by a relationship with God. So anyways, enough about that and more about the recording. I can do those analogies all day.
It's lovely. No, it's really lovely. I mean, it's like giving people a sense of the fire with which you are, dealing with this. I mean, it's so gorgeous. And the fire comes through, you know, through the recording, through the performing. And so I want to tell people that in August 26th, you'll have a chance to hear and be there live over at KI,
TBS.
Oh, TBS. Mm-hmm. TBS. Okay. That's in Cambridge.
Yes.
And we'll, you know, obviously we'll be telling you more about that as we get closer to the date. Mm-hmm. And also, you can go to jacobsladder.com.
Jacobsladdermusic.com.
That's important.
If you go to jacobsladder.com, it's going to be roofing repairs. unless you really need that. I mean, that's great for you. I mean, just if it won't take you to our music.
That's terrific. jacobsladdermusic.com. Thank you. And then you can see their schedule. If you're up in Portsmouth, they're going to be there. If you're going to be, you know, wherever.
Traveling all over. We'll be in Toronto. We're going to be in Nashville. We're traveling a lot.
Where in Toronto?
We're actually going to be in Toronto in 3 weeks.
Really?
Yeah. We're performing at the Summer Music Festival. It's put on by Ashkenaz Festival, which every other year, not this year, they put on a big Jewish folk music festival in Toronto. But they're doing a summer concert series, and we're going to be a part of that.
That is awesome. I have some friends up there. I'll have to let them know where you're going to be. I don't know what city they're in.
Yep. It's on our
Toronto.
Website.
No, it's in Toronto.
It's in Toronto.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so one of my friends is a yoga master teacher, and she does things all over the place.
Awesome.
So, yeah. All right, so let's make sure I have the right track now.
Let's listen to Anna Bakoach.
Let's see. It says it is right. Okay.
If it says it's right, it must be right.
Hopefully. We'll see.
It's the one.
Gedulat yemincha tatit zerura kaverina rina damecha sagvenu taharenu nora. shma tzakateinu yodea talumot Hashem kerod malchuto le'olam ba'ed Ana bekoch gedulat emicha atitzer lorach Kaberin adrin atacha sagbeinu
That ending fooled it fooled me a little bit yeah. there. It's kind of this little tease.
Yeah,
little
yeah.
tease at the end. Beautiful. Ugh, just raving about Sophia's voice.
Yeah, unbelievable on that
just
track, right?
Exquisite. And to see her perform live is just, you know, it's a delight. She's beautiful in every way. And she also plays incredible violin.
Mm-hmm.
And... plays mandolin and guitar.
He's actually primarily a banjo player.
Is he really
yeah,
banjo?
Yeah, but we don't bring the banjo as much because it's a little bit abrasive. But he's excellent. He's a very fantastic multi-instrumentalist. Yeah.
Wow. So, and you mentioned that the singers are going to be performing with you live in August.
Yeah, it's going to be a special release concert.
That's fabulous.
Yeah. So, in the record, actually, this is actually a preview because it's only officially out in all streaming platforms August 1st.
Oh, so hello.
This
get
is a little
it
here
preview. At the voicemobile.
Yeah, yeah.
We're so excited.
Yeah.
So, let's see. We've got next coming up is Karov Hashem.
Yeah.
Let's make sure I get the right one. You wanted to check?
Sure. So we actually just released a music video on this one.
Uh-huh.
That was released July 1st and actually just hit 10,000 views, which
wow.
is very exciting. Really, really put a lot of time and effort into this one, but I really think it was worth it. Karov Hashem kind of dictates and outlines my Jewish story and my Jewish journey. It's very personal. It's taken from the words of the Ashrei, the fourth to last line of the psalm, Karov Hashem Lechol Korav. Close are the ones to God for those who call to him sincerely. And I've used that word already a couple of times on this episode. And I think that just really matters. You know, I wasn't embracing my Judaism in really any facet seriously for much of my life. I did it because I enjoyed it as a kid, but there was like a deeper level that was missing. And the reason I knew that was that the moment that I wasn't in the Jewish community, I didn't really think about it. I didn't care about it. I didn't have that yearning for it. And it was only till later that I actually really started making more of an effort and putting more spirit and more neshama, more of my soul into the prayer. And it has really paid off, monumentally. Now, this song also kind of outlines a lot of my other struggles. It's like, why am I struggling being sincere in the first place? And I really, the music video helps me think a little bit about that. And I mean, it's hard for me to say one reason why I struggle, but I think a lot of people do. And in the day and age that we live today, religion and, you know, Judaism and our people, that's not everything. That's not our whole lives. Like, religion isn't everything. Like, it used to be that way, that, like, Judaism and shtetls, like, that was everything that dictated your life. But our culture is so deeply linked to our assimilated, you know, presence in the diaspora, especially as American Jews. Like, we so often turn on and turn off our Judaism wherever we are. And I'm not saying everyone does that, and people do it in different ways, but I know that I experienced this, and I know that a lot of my peers experienced this. Something as simple as removing your kippah in spaces and then presenting yourself as Jewish in in a Jewish space. Mm-hmm. And it's what's really awesome and also strange to see is you walk into a Jewish space and all of a sudden it's this vibrant Jewish building, presence, neshama, soul, whatever you want to call it, just exists. It's Jewish. And then you walk out and it doesn't have to be anymore. And so many things that dictate that are clothing and mm-hmm. and dress and the way that we talk and the way that we relate to the world and what we do. And it's, but culture and Jewish culture, it's all created by ourselves. And in today's day and age, we turn it on and we turn it off as we see fit. And it's just allowing us to think about this a little more. Why are we doing this? Is it good that we do this? Yeah. Is it bad that we do this? Mm-hmm. I don't know, mm-hmm. but I struggle with it.
Yeah, it is a reality for most of us. Mm-hmm. I think it's very important. And, you know, the music can carve out a space where you feel very close and very good about it. And then how do you bridge that when you're in the workplace, when you're out mm-hmm. on the street? My master teacher, my Rebbe, Shlomo Carbach, was always there. He was always there. So, yeah, that is a challenge for us to carry the fire of that experience mm-hmm. into, hello, how are you? What's doing? You know, can I help you? And just as we walk the walk. Talk the talk.
Exactly. It matters.
Yeah. Well, this is what, reaching out across to other human beings all around us to spread the light, because that's what we have to do. I know we wanted to play this Karuv Hashem, so let's have that.
Lechol, lechol Hashem.